And we should point out this is KOTV Channel 6.
Yes.
We know her as Channel 8, but that's where she started on Channel 6.
Well, I was at Channel 6, and I will be forever grateful for their wonderful mistake of hiring me, because that started my career, and I was there for about 10 years and then had an opportunity to go to Channel 8. And I really wanted to, for one thing, Sadie Adwan worked there, and I liked Sadie. She was a salesman, or account executive, I should say. At that time, John, I felt like Channel 6 had been the number one station in this area for a long time. KQL was not in Tulsa. It started in Muskogee because they couldn't get their license out of Tulsa. The FCC said there were already two stations there. They don't need another one. They had moved to Tulsa, though, and taken over the facilities of what had been a UHF station that was licensed by the FCC in Tulsa but didn't make it. I thought Channel 6 was sort of like we all get too comfortable in their position. And Channel 8 was running like the dickens to become the community-minded station in television in Tulsa. And that's where I really wanted to be, although I liked Channel 6 a lot.
Channel 6 for those 10 years, you continued to do this. Was it a morning women's show?
At first, it was called Woman's Page. Who could have asked for anything? I could have stood on my head or been in black, as we used to say, with nothing going on the screen and still come out number one for that time slot, because I was headed into by the local news, which Channel 6 did very well. In fact, my friend Bob Hauer put the first newscast on Channel 6 before I was ever there. But anyway, I had the news as a lead-in, and As the World Turns, which was the most popular soap opera forever and ever, followed me. So I could have done nothing and come out with a good rating.
So you were at 12?
12, 15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had 13 minutes, really, and there was no limit on commercial time then. Sometimes it seems like there's none now. Sometimes I would have four interviews and five commercials in that 13 minutes, and you had to stop on time because we joined network. I couldn't run over. I mean, there's none of that. So I learned what timing meant in those days.
So you do live commercials in addition to the live interviews.
Yes. So everything was live.
So then you worked steady the 13 minutes. There's no breaks or anything for
none.
You.
None, and it was wonderful. I loved it, and I still always prefer live television to anything else, even though tape covers up a multitude of mistakes. When it came in, and I think this happens to everybody, my attitude changed a little, because in the back of my mind always was, oh, well, I could do it over. Well, even when I was going on vacation, I taped my shows live, and they ran those while I was gone. I have ended up doing tape commercials, but it does cover up your mistakes if you make them. But somehow or another, I like the enthusiasm of live television. By the way, remember my aunt who did the Raytheon thing? She was my first guest on television. She was here in Tulsa on vacation because it was December and she had the month off for Christmas and holidays and so forth. And so I wanted her to come tell us about this marvelous microwave cooking. Mm-hmm. And she was my first guest.
Remember any faux pas or accidents or anything that might have happened during that time?
Not that day. I don't.
No,
I remember about that day was shaking and pitching my breakfast, not during the show, fortunately, and letting Aunt Margaret with her wonderful knowledge of radar range.
So you did that show. Did you do other shows on Channel 6?
Yes. I did a public information show always along with it that was played generally on a Saturday or a Sunday or some such a thing. I did other commercials. I had a live commercial following the weekend news on a Saturday night. That was at 10:30 p.m., and this was before tape, mind you. It preceded wrestling, which went on live in the KOTV studios. So I would arrive at the studio at 10 o'clock and do my one-minute commercial for Nabisco. I remember selling vanilla wafers while the wrestling crowd was all over here. Then I'd go home because we had no tape.